getting the car started and driving, I think, to the movie theater. I think I'm going to catch, since I finished a little earlier at Barnes & Noble than I expected, I think I'm going to try to catch the new movie Let Me In, which is a remake of a European film called Let the Right One In. And apparently the American marketing people figured that that was too complicated a title for America. A bit silly. But let me tell you, this movie, Let the Right One In, is amazing. Initially when they said they were remaking this, everyone's reaction, certainly who had seen the movie, was, why? Why would you do this? You know, you're remaking a masterpiece. It's insane, you know, just a few years later. But I do have to say, everything I've seen about the remake has had a different tone and really compelling. Like I've heard from a few places, a few reviews, where they nailed it. They transformed it in a really effective way, as opposed to just transforming it for a different audience. It was so I'm interested to see what it's all about. Let these people out in traffic here. Anyway, so what I've been doing lately, I don't know if you've followed me on Twitter or followed my blog, but I've started a comic strip just because I've had this idea for a while, and if I can find a way to do it where I'm churning out about a comic strip a week and it's not eating into my time too much, I think it could be a lot of fun. I've had these characters in mind for a while. The name of the comic strip is called Airlock. And it's about a little alien, like a gray alien, like you see, just named Gray, and his buddy, who is a Sasquatch called Biggs. And it's very much an homage to the Calvin and Hobbes kind of storytelling, where you're just sort of seeing the kind of world they inhabit as they talk to each other and sort of help each other out, and you know, that kind of story. Nothing terribly, you know, just shockingly original, but it's just been fun. It's I have to say, as trite as this is to say, because you tend to hear it too often, the characters to me are so interesting that they've almost written themselves. You know, I just kind of put them in a room and I'll have a topic, something that'll happen, and it just kind of flows out of that. It's been really good today. I came down to drove into Barnes & Noble, which is very upsetting because you drive through a Barnes & Noble, and it's never mind. That was a stupid attempt at humor. Shouldn't try to do that while I'm distracted. I could hurt somebody. I went to Barnes & Noble, and I'm thinking, well, I'll try to think up a script or two to have it ready, you know, to do over the next couple of weeks. Ended up writing 5 scripts. Really happy with them, too. It's one of them I actually laughed out loud in the coffee shop at something I'd written myself, which is terribly narcissistic and embarrassing at the same time. But it was really funny. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to keep posting it and let me know what you think. I'm posting it just on my blog right now, which is isoban.wordpress.com. isoban.wordpress.com is where the comic strip is being posted. Again, it's called Airlock. But it's been fun. I've had a good time with it. And while I was sitting in there, I've noticed, because it's sort of my habit anymore to go into Barnes & Noble on a Saturday morning and get some writing done, or some art done, some sketches. And apparently there's a chess teacher there who seems like a guy. He's probably about my age, just, you know, regular guy. But every time that I go in there, he's always got some really little, very young Asian kid. It's always an Asian kid. I've never seen anybody, you know, I've never seen like a white kid or a black kid or anything. It's always these Asian kids. Different kids. Yikes, that was loud. I know the kid that was in there today was Chinese, and then the kid last week I could understand some of the Japanese, because he was teaching his teacher Japanese words. It was adorable. And let me tell you, I know that kids tend to be adorable and they're funny and they singing a song or doing a dance or something. But these kids in there learning chess and talking to this guy, they are trying so hard to they take it so seriously. It is the most adorable thing you're ever going to see. I mean, I thought my head was going to explode into candy just because you couldn't help but smile and watch these guys. I have a feeling that's going to work its way into the strip somehow, because every time I go in there, I see these guys in there learning chess. So something tells me Biggs and Gray will probably end up playing a game of chess at some point. But, it looks like that's all. I'm just about to the movie theater. I'll let you know what I think of the movie. I've kind of got high hopes. Started out with really low expectations. Now I've got kind of high expectations, so I hope I'm not disappointed.